From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the Syrian city of Homs Saturday killed at least 42 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least six attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. President Trump has repeated his recent attacks on the news media. Speaking Friday at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, he said the news media never tried to understand his presidential campaign.
But they all underestimated the power of the people, you. And the people proved them totally wrong. Never underestimate the people.
Mr. Trump said nobody loves the First Amendment better than he does, but he said reporters hid behind its protections to publish lies about him. Following his attacks on members of the media, Mr. Trump laid out his vision for the conservative movement. Senior Trump administration officials have confirmed White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus had a conversation with senior FBI officials about published reports on alleged communications between officials from Mr. Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. The discussions could violate longstanding Department of Justice ethics rules restricting White House contact with the FBI on pending investigations. And the U.S. government plans to start awarding preliminary contracts by April for construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to fulfill one of President Trump's campaign promises. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is still considering whether to relocate its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem as a demonstration of support for the Israelis. Mr. Pence was addressing the Republican Jewish Coalition's annual conference.
President Trump is personally invested in forging a lasting peace in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Under President Trump, let me assure you, America will support the negotiation process. But as the president said, any agreement must be reached by both sides. And where there will undoubtedly have to be compromises, know this. The Trump administration will never compromise the safety and security of the Jewish state of Israel.
Vice President Pence also used his speech to reiterate that any provocative actions from Iran would not be tolerated by the Trump administration. He said President Trump will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Mr. Pence said this is a solemn promise to the world. In Pretoria, South Africa, police fired stun grenades and rubber bullets and water cannons at protesters during the latest wave of anti-immigrant demonstrations. President Jacob Zuma condemned the anti-foreigner violence as he appealed for calm. VOA's Anita Powell is covering the developments.
Residents of a Pretoria area called Mamelodi said that they were going to march against foreigners. They didn't initially get permission from the police to do so, but then it appears at the last minute they did. Now, the estimates for how many people showed up, it varies. Authorities initially said in the dozens. Then police said later that they arrested about 150 people. So it appears that a few hundred people showed up on this short march through the center of Pretoria, the capital.
Amnesty International released a statement in which they said South African authorities have largely failed to address the outbreak of xenophobic crimes that has been seen in the country since at least 2008 and bring those responsible to justice. Malaysia said on Saturday it will compel a North Korean diplomat wanted for questioning over the murder of Kim Jong-nam to come forward if he doesn't voluntarily cooperate with police. Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, died on February 13th after allegedly being poisoned by two women at Malaysia's Kuala Lumpur International Airport. Malaysian police say the poison used to kill Kim was a VX nerve agent, which is banned under the Chemical Weapons Convention, which North Korea never signed. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.